This is an excellent time to be aware of where your energy goes in your daily walk. And the reason for that is without that awareness, we cannot truly give ourselves what we need to give ourselves. So there is this particular challenge we have. That we will mention two parts of it. We have spoken to you before about your decision about answering questions. Because someone asks you a question, it does not mean that you have to answer it. And that is something that takes a bit of practice, simply knowing that. And so that energy that moves out because it has been pulled or because it has been commanded, that is something that we want to be careful about. Certainly we understand when the call is for help and is genuine or something is needed. But truthfully, in a day, you will be called by far too many things. Your energy will be called for in numerous ways. And sometimes you can find yourself resentful when someone says, "Hey, how are you?" And you wonder what that is about. Well, what that is about is you are tired of sending your energy out to so many things. And what we are speaking about is the importance of keeping your energy in. You have been taught some interesting things that are very expensive for you. For instance, you have been taught if someone is upset and you are a truly caring person, you will be upset too. That is simply not true. You do not become a cold person when you hold your center and you look at the person and the upset, but you do not become it. And you do not become responsible for it. So you stay in your energy and you look over and you know what it is. And you can send over thoughts of compassion, thoughts of clarity. You can send over a certain amount of energy for comfort. But you do not throw yourself onto someone else's path because it proves you are a good person. It does not prove you are a good person. It proves that you have never been taught how to maintain your own energy. That is the thing that it proves. And so in making this adjustment where you can look and know and watch and offer, but not from the very center of yourself, offer what is appropriate, offer what is kind, but at the end of the transaction, you should not feel completely gutted. Your own energy should still be alive and at work inside of you. Now, we cannot go over all of the things that call you in a day, but when you think about it, you can see the importance of learning this positioning, because this positioning will allow you to be responsive without being absolutely worn out. That is what we are trying to avoid. When you find yourself worn out, you have left yourself too much. And sometimes you may have left yourself for small things that actually do not require you to leave yourself at all. And this is where it is confusing for a woman who has been told to be the healing for everything, to be the compassion for everything, to be everything for everything. The way we correct this programming is by learning this positioning. This positioning allows you to continue to feed yourself, even while you offer what is appropriate to someone else. It is going to feel a little bit strange at first, because we know you are not used to doing it. But we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the golden light of the universe all around you. And where you breathe it in, you breathe in healing. And exhale fear. Feel a wind blowing, and know that that wind blows away all the heaviness that may have caught in your field. Release it, let it go, give it to the wind. Let the wind take your heavy thoughts. And move your attention into your heart center, to the beautiful garden that you are growing. And look all around your heart. Find the things that bring you joy, the things that make you feel peaceful. Feel the crown open and become aware of the golden light of the universe that begins to pour into your body. As it pours into your crown, let the crown expand so that in the week ahead of you, you can receive more of what is good for you. And allow yourself to honor who you are, to honor your worthiness, to honor your right to receive. And let the crown know that, so that it stays open for all that is good. Feel the golden light go to the third eye and open the third eye. And when the third eye opens, allow your intuitive powers to begin to awaken and to grow, to live in you and to look out at the world and bring you the information that you truly need. Feel the flow of golden light into your throat so that you become aware of how you speak, what you respond to when you choose to be silent, how much of yourself you give in your communication. Allow yourself to become a wise woman about that flow of energy. Feel the golden light flow down and into your heart center like golden rain. And see that everything in your heart that needs nurturing is nurtured in this light. And feel your heart begin to expand. Feel your heart begin to know joy. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus and displace all of the emotions that you do not need to recreate, to carry, to feel again. When they are done, let them be gone and let that golden light move them out of the solar plexus. Let the golden light flow into the second center and work in a gentle and loving way to remove all of that shame, all of that old programming that might make you unworthy or less than who you really are. Feel all of that judgment gone, moved out of your body. And watch a beautiful waterfall begin to flow in your second center, so that there is room for cleansing, but no room for judgment and no room for shame. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let the golden light in your root begin to illuminate for you the things that you want to create that are truly like who you are. So your root is working not with an idea, but with a knowledge of who you are, what you love, and how you move. And feel the golden light flow over that center and make it light. And feel all of the chakras bathed in the golden light. And feel them make a line of light that moves through your body, opens to the universe, grounds in the earth. And there you are, the golden child. The golden child of the universe, the one who was always meant to be. Move into your heart center and see that on a golden table, a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind and know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.